You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a privilege to welcome two guests into our studios, our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island. We have a return guest that's kind of a return guest. Pierre Massey is here. Pierre, you've been with us in the station before, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Welcome back. Although you were not on Conducting Conversations, you were here as part of the Newport Music Festival.
Yeah.
But that kind of counts. It counts anyway.
It was great.
It was great. It was great fun, and glad to have you back on Conducting Conversations. And we have some things to talk about tonight, but the featured guest is Christopher Lowry. He is a countertenor. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you here, and Christopher has some Rhode Island roots and currently is a resident of London, England, correct?
That's right. I live in London now, but I grew up in Johnston, Rhode Island, and attended the local public high school and was a member of the St. Robert Bellarmine Catholic Parish in Johnston, where I got my start as a singer, really, as a musician, generally. And I met Pierre Massey, who was then director of music at Blessed Sacrament, through my grandparents who introduced us. And that was how I discovered sacred music. I first started learning with Pierre as a voice student, but was also a member of his fantastic amateur professional choir, the Ecclesia Consort of New England. And that's how I really became knowledgeable and passionate about all the great sacred choral repertoire that was my beginning, really, into professional singing, the beginning of a very long route.
And then you went on to Brown University in Providence.
Yes, I stayed in Providence for my undergraduate degree. And with the encouragement of Pierre and my professors at Brown, including Frederick Jodry, who will be sponsoring, as part of his museum concert series, this recital that I'm performing in Providence, I went to study at the University of Cambridge for a few years. Initially, I went to Cambridge because I wanted to sing with one of the world's best-known choirs, Trinity College Choir in Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton, whom you may know. I would say probably the world's best choral trainer.
So both of them encouraged you to leave the country.
Well, they knew my interest was...
Please leave.
Wasn't
a loving hand.
It was obvious to love. They wanted you to leave, and that obviously ended up very well. And we are going to talk about a concert that is coming up in just a couple days, September 3rd, 8 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Providence. And we'll give you more details about that later. But Christopher has had a very interesting career and brought a CD with him that has some music from a couple different periods of time. And we're going to start off with some choir music. And why don't you explain what this first piece is going to be for us?
Well, as I was explaining, a pivotal part of my early career was my time as a choral singer, both here locally and abroad in the UK. When I was in Cambridge singing with Trinity College Choir, I had the good fortune to make a kind of family of singers that I worked with for 2 years. And at the very culmination of my time there, we recorded a CD of music by Baltic composers. So I think of this CD as my kind of Cambridge valediction. I was saying goodbye to people whom I'd come to know very well in my 2 years there. And it's a piece by a composer called Ugin Sprawlins. It's a setting of the Laudibus in Sanctis text. And it's a kind of choral symphony, if you like, of voices. There's a bit of everything, all the different styles of choral music, all the flavors and colors. And what I love most about this piece is that at various moments throughout the track, you can hear the strengths and the gifts that all of the people that I worked with for those 2 years had to offer the choir, as well as the kind of corporate sound of all of us together as a group. And I just love listening back to this. It to me sounds like a yearbook of my time at Cambridge and all of those special relationships that I formed while I was there and still treasure.
We will give it a listen. It's a little bit lengthy. We might only have time for a portion of it, but we'll listen to that now. beautiful music that we'll get a chance to listen to much more of in a few moments. But right now, Christopher, tell us about the association with the man sitting next to you, Pierre. And you mentioned that this is kind of how you got started, but you also have a recording of some things you've done together, right?
Yes. After my time with Pierre as a young voice student and a member of his choir, Ecclesia Consort, I spent time in the UK and began to, with the encouragement of my teachers at Cambridge, transition to mostly solo singing. And it was at that time that Pierre began to invite me back to the United States, usually once a year or every other year, to perform with Ecclesia, but as a soloist. Mm-hmm. And I believe in the summer of 2007, he conducted a concert of Bach's Magnificat, and I came and sang the alto solos for that concert.
It was a great joy. It's a great joy to have Christopher, you know, to call on Christopher, is, I mean, and to know what he delivers in performance is a great thing. So to have him on our roster is always a plus. In fact, he'll be joining us in May. We're planning to do Messiah, Handel's Messiah.
Extraordinary when you think about that in the 20-plus years you've had this group.
Never conducted
Never have done a Messiah.
You know, I've stayed away from it. I've always sort of felt everyone else is doing it.
Right, you know? Right.
But I think Ecclesia is in a unique position to do a fantastic job with it because we're a chamber choir, really, and we can pull soloists from the group and bring in people like Christopher to really sing the tough stuff, and then you know, we'll have some really excellent players, early music players from the Boston area.
We'll talk about the concert coming up on Tuesday night with details in a few moments, but this next piece, you're actually not playing, you're conducting.
No, that's right. I'm conducting the next work, which is our first foray into Bach. We did the Bach Magnificat back in 07.
I think that's right, yeah.
All right. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pierre Massey and Christopher Lowry. And Christopher, that last piece, we got a little carried away in our conversation. Didn't actually describe the piece. What was it?
Yes, that's the Esurientes Implevit Bonis from Bach's Magnificat, conducted by Pierre Massey.
Sung by Christopher.
and sung by Christopher, conducted by Pierre. Pierre, the concert that we're talking about is going to be Tuesday, September 3rd, First Unitarian Church on Benevolent Street and the corner of Benefit Street in That's Providence. Right. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock concert. Tickets are $20 general admission, $15 for seniors, and $5 for students.
Yeah. And let's get that young generation in here.
That'll be great. And what kind of music will people get to hear that night?
The concept for this recital is really exciting. Christopher mentioned this about 5 months ago when we were talking about it. He said, yeah, I'd love to just do a summer's end concert and something really relaxed and different from the stuff I'm singing all year long. Christopher, of course, is doing opera, Handel opera all year long. So this is stuff that Chris will not get regularly have the opportunity to sing. And it's also, music American composers are in this. We're doing some Previn and we're doing some Floyd. There's also French and German, English.
You even mentioned off air a Scott Joplin piece.
Oh, I'll be playing a couple of piano pieces. One of them is a beautiful little piece called Solace by Scott Joplin. Christopher wanted to really create this ambiance of summer's end and the sort of maybe a little melancholy quality to that. And the two also doing two Satie pieces, Eric Satie.
And Christopher, this next piece is a Benjamin Britten piece. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is the last time that Pierre and I collaborated in a recital, which was 4 years ago now, in the summer. And I thought this would be a great piece to choose from that recital because this year is Benjamin Britten's centenary. He was born 100 years ago this year. And it's from his setting of the Shakespeare play, A Midsummer Night's Dream. I mean, it's highly truncated. It's not the whole text, but it's a wonderfully evocative rendering of the text. And this is an aria from that opera, sung by Oberon, called I Know a Bank. And I thought it would be worth hearing Pierre and I in a context of a recital setting, which we'll be doing next week in Providence.
All right, here we go.
Welcome, wanderer. some of it and seek through this grove a sweet ethereal lady is in love with a disdain for youth. Anoint his eyes, but do it when the next thing he espies may be the lady. Thou shalt know the man by the Athenian garments he hath on.
Christopher, this next recording that we're going to listen to was done in London, and this was part of a competition, right?
That's right. So after I left Cambridge, I studied at the Royal College of Music, and while I was there, we had the good fortune at the Royal College of collaborating with the London Handel Festival every year in a Handel opera that was conducted by Lawrence Cummings, a great Handelian conductor in the world today. And as part of that festival every year, aside from the collaboration opera that the college did, there was a singing competition that was held every year, in fact still is, run by the London Handel Festival, which I did in 2009. And this is a selection from my live competition in 2009, a piece from an opera by Handel called Flavio, and the name of the piece is Rompo I Lacci, which means rend the shackles.
I think I should interject here, Michael, seeing that we're talking about competitions. Christopher just won the New England Regional competition for the Metropolitan Opera competition, you know, the national.
Excellent.
He won the New England region for that this past winter. And I think you're going at it again this winter.
It's possible. I had Pierre in the audience cheering me on.
I was
in Jordan Hall at New England Conservatory in Boston, mm-hmm. and it was a really
exciting,
incredible moment, actually. Yeah.
Well, we'll listen to this piece, and keep in mind, it's an award-winning singer you're listening to.
That's right.
We'll do that and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Christopher and Pierre.
Rompo i lacci, frangui tardi.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pierre Massey and Christopher Lowry, and we're talking about a concert that's going to be held Tuesday night at the First Unitarian Church in Providence, 8 o'clock. And I guess, Pierre, is there a website or any way people can get information about any of this?
They can get information on my artist's webpage, which is www.christopherlowry.com, all one word.
All right, and find out more things about you, too.
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Especially, I think, if I might just interject before we get further along in this interview, that previous piece that Christopher just sang really demonstrates why it is that Christopher is getting so much work in Europe right now.
It was amazing.
It's extraordinary agility, his flexibility, the size of the instrument. To move that much tone that fast...
As we say, as singers say, good chops, right?
Good chops, because you can hold up against a big orchestra.
Right.
You know, some of these Baroque orchestras are quite large. He's really fighting against, you know, big houses as well, and he can be heard. So it's really exciting to hear. This is the meat and potatoes of being a good countertenor in the workplace today. And Chris has got all of the requisite skills and ability.
Great. And this next piece we're going to listen to is another live recording, right, that is very obvious live because it's going to start with some applause, and you come into a show where you're a main character.
That's right. Well, I mentioned that the Royal College of Music had an annual collaboration with the London Handel Festival, and that was conducted by Lawrence Cummings. In my final year at the RCM in 2010, we performed one of Handel's best-known operas, Rodelinda. And I sang the main male role in that show, Bertolino. And for me, one of the most almost frozen moments in time was performing this first aria in the show. It's called Dove Sei, Where Are You? Amato Bene. And at this moment in the opera, everyone presumes that my character has died in battle. And in order to protect my wife, I have to pretend that I am dead. But it's a struggle because I want to tell her that I have survived. So I sing almost a love song, almost a lament at the same time. And it's one of the most beautiful arias that Handel has ever written. And it was just a fantastic experience to be able to sing this to a live audience at the Royal College of Music in my time there.
as usual, time flies when you're having fun. And we've been talking with Pierre and Christopher about the performance coming up in Providence on Tuesday evening, September 3rd, at the First Unitarian Church, Benevolent and Benefit Street in Providence. And the concert will be featuring Christopher and Pierre on the piano. And Pierre, thank you for coming in and actually suggesting that we do this show with Christopher. It was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, Michael. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It was great. And Christopher, great to meet you, and I wish you all the success, although I don't think you need a lot of luck. I'm sure your talent's going to carry you even further than it has already. It's wonderful to listen to your music.
Thank you very much. It's been a privilege to be here today, and all the best to you, too.
Thank you. And let's go out with one more piece. This is a Vivaldi piece you brought for us. Tell us about this.
This is my most recent recording. In fact, it's pretty much hot off the presses. It was released in March on the Harmonia Mundi USA label. And it's with a new, exciting, dynamic, crack team from London called La Nuova Musica, conducted by David Bates, a young, up-and-coming conductor. And this is from Vivaldi's setting of the Dixit Dominus, Psalm 110. This is the penultimate movement, De Torrente in Via Bibet, which is a psalm about the Jewish people and oppression by various other races. It's kind of almost like a fight song for the Israelites, and tells them that they will be triumphant in war against those other unjust peoples. And it's a really evocative setting of the text by Vivaldi. You can hear at this point in the psalm, they're stopping by the waters to drink. And you can hear almost in the violins, the torrents, the constantly moving water underneath the vocal line, almost like waves lapping up against the shore. And so I thought I would show this is the most recent thing that I've done. And even though I'm currently working mostly in Europe, I'm so thrilled to be able to bring this music and other music to a home crowd and be able to perform in the area, which I very seldom have the opportunity to do. And I'm hoping very much that I'll be able to see some of my old friends and colleagues in the area at the concert on Tuesday, and if not, new audiences. And that's pretty much it.
Great. We will listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Propter eo.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.